Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. It's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Now, tonight's going to be chilly, down in the 40s. Do you leave the doors open? Do you leave a door open or a window open? I announced yesterday to Joe, to Emily, to myself, hey, air conditioning's off, all right? 70 degrees, which is lower than the AC. There's no reason for that to be running, right? And it's certainly not cold enough to fire up the heat. So you guys, you can open the windows, leave the window. I don't really care, but I opened them, man. A great sleeping weather. That's the way it's going to be for the next couple of days. So Dinesh D'Souza is going to be with us at 5:35. Looking forward to that. It's been a while since Dinesh was here. He's got a brand new movie out called Vindicating Trump. Looking forward to seeing that as well. Greg Peterson, our guy on tech and the scary interweb dangers, he's going to be with us as he is every Tuesday at 4:35. Your texts, of course, of the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I guess the tech issues we're having today, Jeremy was told, are caused by, everyone now with a straight face, solar flares. Wow. Who knew? Exactly. Nobody, because that's not the case, I'm sure. But anyway. All right. I'll just sit here. And if that's the official explanation, Germ, then by God, that's what it is. It's solar flares. Kamala Harris, our not ready for primetime vice president, seems to have a campaign that is imploding. Now, maybe I'm wrong and maybe I'm biased. Well, I know I'm biased, but I got to tell you something. I don't think I'm wrong. I'm looking at what's going on right now with all of these unforced errors. And I'm thinking, you're going to steal this thing from yourself. All of those Democrats who were engaged in that coup to get rid of Joe Biden and install Kamala Harris. You see what you're getting, right? There's some new data coming out, and it is bipartisan data that is making very clear that the so-called blue wall that Kamala Harris was counting on, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, is actually beginning to collapse. And there's some major warning signs for Democrat senators in the Midwest as well. Why? Well, Kamala Harris is a terrible candidate. Yes, but we knew that. Kamala Harris doesn't know what she's talking about. Well, okay, but again, we knew that. So what's different in really the last few days? How about a bunch of unforced errors? How about the fact that she was on The View this morning? And I swear, I'm not subjecting anybody to that except for one clip, and I can't even be bothered to get it today. Honestly, I saw it and I thought, no. Now, Jerm, if you want to do it, if the solar flares, quote, died down, you can see it. But she was on with The View, and she was asked, hey, you know, you're the change agent, because that's how Kamala Harris is positioning herself, as the change agent. And they asked her flat out, what would you do differently than Joe Biden? And her answer was nothing. Well, then how much of a change are we going to get? I mean, I know we got what was it, hope and change, or hoping for change when Barack Obama was right? Wasn't it hope and change? And now it's joy. Well, what does joy mean?
Well, I don't know.
Well, how am I going to explain that to the clerk at the store? Seriously, I go into the supermarket. Let's say I go over to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. Now, I love Tom and I love TJ, and I think they're pretty fond of me. That's where Heidi and I do most of our shopping, as much of it as we can. What if we get to the checkout line and the clerk, the cashier, has rung up the order? I don't know, say for the sake of argument, it's It's $102. I know, I'm just pulling numbers. Actually, let's make it $1,140. See, $1,140. And we say, oh, well, we don't have any money, but joy. Now, that cashier, even though it's a very professional cashier, because that person works for Tom Leonard, which means they're top of the heap, that cashier is going to look at me and say, I'm sorry, what? Joy. Okay, but you have to pay for your... No. We don't have any money because Kamala Harris is in the White House, but we have joy. Can I write that on the mortgage payment? Like, let's say, well, I guess we do direct deposit, but let's say you get a bill. I don't know, pick a bill, any bill. And instead of doing, you know, electronic transfer, because they're going to ask you for numbers and they're not going to take anything.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Accept numbers. But what if you said to the, you had the paper thing and you wrote on there joy and you sent it back? You think they're going to let you keep your car after a couple of months? You think they're going to let you live in your house? I mean, you're writing right there, joy, right on the mortgage statement. Or you're paying rent. I don't think it's going to work. All right, Jeremy has once again performed head and shoulders above everybody else. Jerm has Kamala on The View. All right, let's give it a listen there, buddy.
What do you think would be the biggest specific difference between your presidency and a Biden presidency?
Well, we're obviously two different people, and we have a lot of shared life experiences, for example, the way we feel about our family and our parents and so on. But we're also different people, and I will bring those sensibilities to how I lead. You know, for example, I know we're going to talk today, but one of the issues that I'm very focused on is what we do around home health care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have done a lot of work as it relates to, sadly, but violence against women and children. I care a lot about that. I love our small businesses. Mm-hmm. My mother raised my sister and me predominantly, but we had what we called a second mother who lived two houses down who helped my mother raise us. Mm-hmm. She was a small business owner. I love our small businesses. And so the influence of a personal experience will have its impact on the presidency.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. No, seriously, riddle me this, Batman. You're going to be a change agent. And by definition, a change agent is an agent for change. Not just an agent for change, but a change agent who will change things because they're going to be an agent for change. And you've been part of every big decision. But you're going to change all the big decisions, except now you just told us you wouldn't do anything differently. What am I missing here? I mean, besides a cocktail or, you know, a spliff. What am I missing? How does any of this stuff make sense to anybody? There's not a freaking thing that she has said that makes sense to anyone living on planet Earth. None, none, none. Nothing. Well, I'm going to change everything, but I wouldn't have done anything differently. Well, then you're an idiot, or you're high, or you're drunk, or, sadly, we have worked option D in all of the above. honest to goodness, I want to cry. My hair hurts from listening to this. And I apologize because I really do believe that that some of you who are kind enough to listen to this program are now dumber because you had to listen to that. And I apologize for that.
Good grief.
No kidding. Blah, 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 blah. blah, blah. Nothing that she's saying makes any sense to anyone on planet Earth. So maybe we need another option. Other planets? Do we have life on other planets?
President Trump incited an erection.
Well, I know, but you wouldn't do anything differently. I just don't get it. Well, actually, I do get it. Here's the campaign. Hey, I am a woman, and I happen to be a black woman. Go ahead, say something. That's the campaign. It really is. That's the campaign. John from New Kent sends a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, you haven't factored in DEI in affirmative action. That's the only way that someone as stupid as Kamala Harris could have gotten as far as she has.
Come on, man.
Well, no, I'm telling you, I just do not believe that she's stupid. 757 says, though, but wait a minute, Jeff, you said she was smart. Give us an example of her smartness.
Yeah. And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.